This is VOA News, via remote from Melton.
More than 316,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. There are now nearly 4.8 million confirmed infections. The hardest hit country is the United States, where approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections have led to almost 90,000 virus-related deaths. The World Health Organization Assembly is being held virtually for the first time ever due to the coronavirus pandemic. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday an independent evaluation of the global response to the pandemic will be launched as soon as possible. China, where the virus started spreading, backed such a review. China's president told the assembly on Monday China supports a comprehensive evaluation of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after the pandemic has been brought under control. Russia's prime minister said Monday that growth of new COVID-19 cases has been stopped in that country. He told a government meeting the situation in regard to the spread of the coronavirus remains difficult. Russia has recorded the world's largest number of infections, second only to the United States. Italy's most popular tourist destination, Venice, is beginning its slow process of returning to normality. The city's beautiful canals and palazzos have not seen visitors for over 2 months, so it faces enormous challenges when it comes to recovering economically. Closed restaurants and hotels will be reopening, but with new distancing rules, and the railway station will initially see the arrival only of Italians. The coronavirus lockdown appears to have had a positive effect on the environment, however. The city, long known for pollution, is cleaner now. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Monday, France and Germany proposed a $542 billion fund to finance the recovery of the European Union's economy from the devastation brought on by the coronavirus crisis. Putting aside past differences and seeking to prove the Franco-German core of Europe remains intact, President Emmanuel Macron and Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the unprecedented package after talks by video conference. With the European economy facing its biggest challenge since World War II, Macron also acknowledged that the EU had fallen short in its initial response to the virus and needed to coordinate more closely on health. Early data from Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, the first to be tested in the United States, showed it produced protective antibodies in a small group of healthy volunteers. The company said Monday the data comes from 8 volunteers who took part in a 45-person safety trial that kicked off in March. The Moderna vaccine is one of more than 100